You know what time it is. It's, what time is it really? It's 3:36 p.m. on Thursday, October 1st, 2015. Now, this is Mario Lawson. We are in the hot box with Doc Rio right here on KPC Radio. And today, we got some special guests on the air for you. We got some special guests coming out of the Bull Magazine. I'm going to say Roundup News, and I mean Bull Magazine. But this is the Bull Magazine. This is the other part of our Roundup family, okay? We got the Roundup News, we have the Bull Magazine, and we got KPC Radio. But first off, I want to make sure that you guys all know that we got Rush still going on, or still finishing up today. So if you haven't joined the club, please get on out to the mall or get on out to the ASO. Find out what clubs are going on. Find out what's going on in our community and join up. Get involved, because you can't talk about things going wrong on this campus if you're not involved. And that's why we're coming back to the Bull right here. I want to introduce you to who we have from the Bull right here. Starting from left to right, we have Courtney Coles.
Hi.
Hey, Courtney Coles, how you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good, thanks. And we have Miss Lynn Levine.
No Bull.
No Bull, no Bull. We have Miss Monica Salazar.
Hi, all done.
Yeah, good. And we have Mr. Alan Castro.
How you doing, Mario?
Yeah, good, good, good. And I brought these guys in here to talk about what they got going on the Bull this season, and as well as to talk a little bit about their history, because these guys are editors on the Bull, and they've been in this program on and off for quite a little while. So they got a little history to tell you about what they've done and what they've accomplished here. So as far as right now, I'm going to start off with the EIC, and that's Miss Monica Salazar, can you tell us how you got started on the Bull Magazine, or how you got started in the Pierce College Media Arts?
Well, I came to Pierce not really knowing what I wanted to do. I knew I loved photography, and I kind of just took the next step in photography, and that was going on to the newspaper, and I fell into it, really, and I fell in love, and I loved the fact that I had to, you know, make deadlines, complete deadlines, and shoot every single week certain events. And I loved the rush of it. I loved trying to compete against other photographers, trying to get the best shot. And overall, it really perfected how I saw and how I shot.
Let me ask you a question. What was your first project? Do you remember your first project for the Roundup News?
I remember one of them, and it was to shoot the women's volleyball game.
Ooh.
And, like, I was with my kit lens, like, acting like I knew what I was doing. I had no idea what I was doing. But I'll tell you what, I decided to shoot anyway, to shoot it just for practice. And I remember the photo editor pushed to have one of my photos in the newspaper.
Wow.
Because she saw that I was, like, super dedicated and really wanted to, like, see how it was to shoot sports.
Okay.
And I got a little tiny photo.
And there's also this other incident I want to bring up. You know, we here on this campus have seen a photo that you did that's kind of famous out here. You want to tell us a little bit about that? You know which photo you did?
Oh, my God. No.
You don't know any of photos on this campus that you've done, that famous photo that they always talk about for Monica?
No, no, no. That's probably not me.
Oh, seriously? That's not your photo?
That's probably not me, the one that you're talking about.
Oh, I thought you had a famous photo out there, too.
Nope.
There's two different Monica famous photos. There's Monica. The other Monica has a famous photo, but I thought you had a famous photo, too.
I don't have a famous photo, but I have a front page photo for the Bull Magazine.
Which
when
one
I joined.
Is that?
It's the one that was under the direction of Jeremy Nation.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah, that's the one. Because I haven't seen it yet. They've always talked about it, and I wanted to see it. That's why I asked. So
yeah.
It must be the cover photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's it. All right, cool, cool. Now, I'm going to switch over next to Miss Lynn Levine, who's probably been here the longest. Been in the program the longest, and she knows the most about the Pierce Media Arts. And by the way, just so you know, Monica Salazar, like I said before, is the EIC of the Bull Magazine. And Miss Lynn Levine, what's your role this season?
Well, first, let me say it's Levitt, not Levine.
Oh, and I keep saying
it's
that.
It's okay, but, you know, no problem. because I've had many last names. This is just the one I'm with right now.
I am so sorry, Miss Levitt.
Because I am that old.
I have an actual. When I was in high school, Lynn Levine was a musical teacher who did different singing groups for us.
I'll and so, sing, if that's what you want.
But you guys both have that kind of energy, and the Lynn, it's, I apologize. Miss Lynn Levitt.
It's okay. So I started at Pierce because I was recreating my life after an injury, and I was taking photography because many years ago in 1966, that was my very first job, was at Technicolor Corporation.
Wow.
So I came to Pierce, and I started with Sean McDonald, and I loved it. I just couldn't take the camera out of my hand. And then I found out that there were there were contests and I could win, and I liked that, you know? And I guess word got around, and I was recruited to the Roundup and the Bull, and I've been in four Bull issues.
Wow.
And I was an editor on the Roundup, and I remember my first picture was the girl who was a liaison between Pierce and the LACCD, and it was a little picture like Monica's, just a little tiny thing, but that was my first one, and I was so nervous. And I have no idea why. She was just young, sweet, cute, nice, you know, and you're standing there the first gig and you're just shaking and your knees are moving and knocking. And but I have to say that the Bull magazine is such a different animal from the Roundup News.
Yes.
And the stories are so much more intense because you live with it a whole semester. You know, it's not 1 week and then you're on three more stories the next week and then, you know, something totally different after that.
And there's a lot more love in it.
There's definitely, yeah. Definitely. A lot more love and passion and
time.
Wanting to get it done.
Indeed. I got an alternate question for you. A Technicolor, what was it like? You know, I mean, you're from the golden era of Technicolor. So, I mean, not that I remember those days. And what was it like for you working in Technicolor at the time?
It was great. I can say that when you... see, something goes wrong, everybody in the company knows. Like when somebody's entire movie turns out magenta, and of course it's supposed to be in color, not one color. it's tragic, but that was the day of film. And in film, you had to be more of an expert, I think, than today.
Yes.
Today it's different. Today, you know, you just erase it and start over again. And that time it was just different. And I'm glad to hear that more people are going back to film. My friend Courtney Cole's over here. She shoots with film. And it's inspiring to go back to that. It's becoming an art form now more than, oh, we take our Kodak and we put film in it and we shoot. You know?
Indeed,
it's just not doing that anymore.
Indeed.
So
I miss the days of actually technically breaking down film, and now with mm-hmm. digital, it's just like wow.
You know, I was a slitter and a mounter. I know that sounds weird, but I would slit, you know, 35 millimeter film and put the leader on it, you know.
Wow.
And I was a Super 8 girl too.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
That was a one person job. It was my job, Super 8. And I was also the one that if any smut came through, I had the smallest hand to stick in the box to get it out so everybody else could view it. True story. I worked a graveyard shift. I did it for 3 years.
Wow.
I would not trade that experience for anything.
That's such a wonderful experience. I mean, nobody can get that experience again. And so that's just like, I love talking about history. And as you guys know, this is the place where your story, our story is history. That's In the Hot Box. And I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. I usually go through the ladies first, but I'm gonna bounce over and hit Alan up real quick. Mr. Alan Castro.
Yo.
So why don't you tell us your role on the Bull Magazine today? Not today, but this season.
I am the online editor. I make sure that stories are up online, the website, thebullmag.com. I'm also in charge of making sure that the photos are up and making sure that we have traffic, keeping track of traffic and Indeed. Make sure we get traffic onto our website.
Now, how did you get in that position? I mean, what were you doing before you became an online editor?
Well, I was the online editor for the Roundup. And then Monica, she heard that, and she just put me onto it. I was like, oh, okay. And then you, you yourself, you were the online editor, and you guys had to talk. Like, okay, sure, I'll do both. I'll do Roundup and The Bull.
Yeah, no, I know exactly. I know exactly what you're going through, and most of the folks out there don't really know, but we won't get into that. What we want to get into is a little bit about your history. I know from, you know, talking to different people around campus that you do a lot of photography outside of school. So tell us about, you know, how you got into photography and, you know, tell us about what you do.
Well, I was a child. My dad had a camcorder, one of those cheap cameras. It was those DVC ones, the cassettes. And I was always be going around the parties, recording. Alan, come over here, record us, record over that. And from that, I went to Los Angeles Film School. I learned a bit of that, got out, and I got interested in photography. I started doing actual photography 2 years ago, Halloween. This Halloween will be my second year.
Wow.
And I was just like really, really into it. So right now I'm just being a photo major here at Pierce College, and yeah.
You still doing your side work photography outside of school?
It's just a bunch of my friends. I'll call or text my friend like, hey, you want to do a photo shoot? And they're like, okay, sure, yeah. And I just experiment with that, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that, man. I definitely want to talk to you more about photo shoots later on, but not in the program, outside the program. But we'll move on over because I want to keep this going. And we got Miss Courtney Coles now.
Hi.
Now, you know, for those of you who don't know, Miss Courtney Coles used to be over here with us at KPCRadio.com, the music director. So, you know, I'm doing a little teasing of her real quick. But no, Courtney, can you tell us what you do on the Bull Magazine right now?
As of today, I'm no longer the photo editor, but I was photo editor of the Bull Magazine.
Oh,
it's
what's
okay.
going on? What's going on?
Talk to us. It's okay.
We'd be crying.
I'm at the point in my life where I really should stop hiding from being an adult and pursuing my career. And I already have my degree in photography. I already have the experience I really needed. And I thought being back at Pierce would enhance my knowledge. Mm-hmm. But it's just me hiding. Oh. I'm just hiding at school. I'm afraid to be an adult.
We all know what it's like to be in our comfort zones. And I think that I've been at Pierce for a very long time, and I honestly don't blame her. We had this talk earlier. And if I wasn't, you know, EIC, I obviously probably wouldn't be benefiting from the program. And I think if I left after I was photo editor for the Bull Magazine 2 years ago, yeah, I probably would have been fine, just fine. But I'm still trying to transfer on and like get into the university, and I might as well take advantage of the time I have here. And I'm glad I did stick around because I met a lot of people.
Indeed. And I'm glad to meet you all too. I mean, we've been here working our butts off for the past few semesters, and it's like a family. So that's one of the things. That's why I wanted to bring you guys out here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and let people tell your stories. Now that we've know where you guys come from and how you guys got there, let's talk about what the Bull has in store for us this season.
All right. I guess I'll just take this on. The Bull this semester has, since I've been on it, has probably the most amount of compelling stories that we've seen so far.
Wow.
I mean, we always have like the same stories that come up, like the single mom, and you know, it's just about a single mom. But what I've seen this semester is stories within stories within stories.
Give us a spoiler. Come on, give us a spoiler.
All right. So I'll just talk about my story. I'm doing it on a woman who suffered from domestic violence.
Wow.
And she is completely vocal about it. Throughout the time of the course of like 7 years of her domestic abuse, she has been a single mother.
Wow.
Three times to three children. And now she has her own organization called Helping Hands. It's outreach and it's a nonprofit that helps women in that situation. So
amazing.
It's compelling. It's very real. I love Lynn's story. I love, there's a foster child, and the advisors say taking on a foster child is almost impossible. We'll see if it follows through, because it's a little bit time constraining. They kind of float around. And we have one of a beautiful Hindu temple up in Topanga Canyons. It's gorgeous. And
we have a Hindu temple in Topanga Canyon?
Yeah.
It's closer to Malibu. But
yeah, it's in Malibu.
Wow.
But it's compelling and beautiful. And it ties in with a theme, which is alone together. And alone together, people are kind of worried about or don't get at first. But it requires you to think alone together.
Yeah.
We are alone together in every aspect of our lives. And those stories need to be told, whether it's someone who has felt alone their whole life and is trying to find comfort through a family like a foster child, or a woman who has suffered abuse and has felt alone and is trying to help others to feel together in a community of women who share the same story or like the same story. So
it even opens it up. I mean, I even see the aspect of alone together where, you know, somebody could be in a full family full of people but just feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're the only individual. I see it and understand it. When you told me that at the beginning of the semester, I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. Other people didn't, but, you know, I mean, yeah. I guess it does take that little bit of thinking. You have to stop and go, alone together. Okay.
Yeah. And as kind of negative or whatever it might sound, it is a positive message. There's a message of resilience and resolution in the end. Lynn has a really cool story if she wants to go ahead and talk about it.
Mine's on a peer student who came from Iran, and the first time he tried to get here, he was caught and beat. Whoa. Every day for the information for who drew up his fake papers. And the second time he got to the United States, and his father had always told him to be honest, and so when he got here, he said, my papers are fake.
Oh.
So we here in America put him in a detention camp for 9 months and then finally let him go. And he is going to school now on campus, and definitely alone because he was raised Muslim and he is converted to Christian.
Wow.
So he's got a story within a story, and it's pretty intense.
That's definitely a story within a story. Wow. That is pretty intense. You got anything going on this season before you leave?
No, this we might come last.
This is our goodbye. This is where we cue the music.
That's Courtney Coles. We're saying bye to Courtney Coles.
It's okay. It was fun while it lasted, though, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was wonderful to have her presence graced here on campus again, because she is a talent, and I wish her all the best.
Oh,
and
guys.
And she's gonna be something one day, and I can't wait to see it. And she can remember me if she wants. You know,
I totally will.
Well, I hope you remember all of us, Courtney.
I'm not going to be that person.
I forever credit Pierce College with all my excellence.
Come back and be a guest speaker.
Indeed.
You know, one thing about what we do is there's a lot of opportunities to meet different people and people in our in journalism. There is the JACC for junior colleges, and gives you the opportunity to see how quickly you can move in given situation. Like you have 15 minutes to write a story on that person there, and bam, you're on. Or go out in the streets and record and make a movie, stay up all night putting it together and have it ready by 6 o'clock the next morning. It's challenging, but it's really real world type stuff.
It's that hot. It's that online real world type stuff. And I think this semester I'm really trying to push the online and like make it look better and update it more, because that is kind of our future.
Yes.
So, you know, that's why I'm grateful for Alan to be on board. I will send you those stories to put online.
As soon as we get them written.
I know they got to be AP style corrected. You know, edited. It's a lot of work. It's all kind of starting to hit me like this week that I have a lot of work ahead of me.
Yes, indeed. And I know I'm going to be a part of some of that, a lot of work. But speaking of the online stuff, going back to Mr. Alan Castro here, what are some of the complications you see or that you might be facing switching over, you know, because I know we got a new update. Tell the people what we're working on.
Well, we're going to work on creating a new layout of the entire site. Right now it's a bit clumsy. You see one thing, but then it's like it's conflicting with another thing and lots of repetition. So I'm just trying to fix that. And then, yeah, just a new layout that will make it more easy on the eyes. One thing I do see as a problem is the fact that we can't post more than one photo. Like, we love our photos.
Yes.
We want more photos.
So you want to be able to post more, like, more than one photo on each page.
Yes. Make a slideshow, a carousel.
I love that idea. And with the stuff that we're working on, just so you guys know, because I got my hand on it for the listeners out there, we're going to have that. We're going to have, you know, sliders capability on every single page if you want. So
it's fabulous.
Yeah,
I look forward to it. Now I should learn how to do this too, but like it's juggle. I think that EIC
it's difficult. You got a lot of things to do at once, you know.
And you have to oversee a lot. And you think that sounds like easy, but it's the weight of all the staff on you. It's the organization that I have to like buckle down into, because being an artist but being a photographer, you learn how to organize really fast, but it never came easy to me. Like, I'm still trying to like master that. And so EIC really puts you in that position and forces you to just be better than your best and really have a lot of foresight and a know-how. And I think just being here all the time kind of helped me be like that. Mm-hmm. Being under a bunch of editors and EICs and taught me how I would want to lead. So
indeed. Now, you guys we're almost out the door here. So I gotta ask for something futuristic from you guys. You know, now I know Courtney's leaving us. So, but I know you have some plans out here for the future. So, what are your plans for yourself for the future coming soon? Or what are your goals? Or what are you working towards?
I'm currently working towards putting a book together of photographs of my mother. She's been quite possibly the number one source of inspiration my entire like career. And long story short, she got sick a few years ago. And I use photography as my way to kind of mend our strained relationship that I kind of caused, because when you're a teenager, you're a jerk.
You just push it up.
You're not cool. And so it took losing her, or almost losing her, for me to realize, okay, she's not immortal. She might not be here again, or soon, or for long, or whatever. But so I have a lot of photographs of my mom and I, and I'm putting them together in a small little book.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That is wonderful. And what about you, Miss Lynn Levitt?
Well, you know, actually, I'm in my retirement years. However, outside of Pierce, I am a set photographer.
Really?
So I would like to continue, and if anybody's out there, get me a job on set.
I thought you retired from that. That's why I was like, really? You still?
Well,
I
retired 35 years from the insurance industry. Oh. So after 35 years, it was time to do what I really wanted to do. And that was, you know, go back to photography. So I too am doing a book, and I hate saying it out loud because that means you have to do it.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yes.
But mine is just so different than Courtney's book. Hers sounds like it's just full of emotion and passion.
Beautiful.
And
my life, actually.
Mine is, it's on manhole covers. Okay. I mean,
wow.
They are an art form. Believe it or not, there is some thought that goes into the design of a manhole cover.
Yes,
and then I tweak them and I make them my own. And so I've made them my own. I just have to put it together. And that's what I'm coming up with for the future.
Wow. That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. That sounds very artistic, too.
Very different.
Yeah. All right, Miss Monica Salazar.
Hi. I thought this was my future. I thought being EIC was it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's, like, real world shit that I have to face.
Oops.
And
what did you say?
Oh, my God. Stuff. I'm not saying that. I apologize. Don't you have, like, a beeping thing?
I'll beep it later. But go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. There's real world stuff. So I'm working on just transferring out. I want to focus on that.
Yeah.
I want to carry on photography as much as I can throughout my life. I know that as it gets a lot more tougher in the industry, you kind of have to come up with creative ways to build your portfolio and to make yourself a brand. And I look forward to transferring on to CSUN next fall.
All right.
And I would major in communications, but I would have an emphasis in photography and photojournalism because that's essentially what I want to do. I would love to shoot for magazines, for newspapers, for online things. And I love the idea of making a book, too. Let me just jump on board with that, too.
I love
Let me
books.
Just make a book really quick. But I think mine right now is I'm younger than these two fabulous women, and I'm not that much younger. Really not.
Thank you.
I'm really not.
We're all around the same bracket somewhere or another.
You know, I think I'm still trying to figure it all out as I go along, and I'm taking it one step at a time and trying to transfer out and actually get a degree in photography or something. So,
oh, wow.
We'll see where that takes me.
It sounds good. It sounds like you have the plan worked out, because I know when I talked to you at the beginning of the semester, you were like, I don't really know if I really want to be AIC. I just ran just to run. And then you're like, hey, I got EIC.
You don't tell people that.
She's like, I got EIC. Yeah.
No,
know.
But
hey, we're truthful in here. But, you know, you still, when you got elected, you said, I'm going to take on the job. I'm going to take on the task.
Yeah.
And responsibly, you're here. You're doing it.
Right.
And you guys are all here. We're losing Courtney.
Oh,
she's getting
guys.
More responsible. So you
she's
know.
Getting more. Responsible.
But it's all about responsibility, and you guys are taking on responsibilities.
Let me tell you, I did come in with the attitude of like, am I really gonna win this? Like, you know, and once I was told I was EIC, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to take on this job.
Yeah.
And it was I had no regrets.
And I mean, I saw the change. She walked in the door like, eh. She walked out the door like, okay, I got it. I've got to do this. You know? It's
like
wow.
Boom.
Yeah. So, Mr. Alan Castro, we got Mr. Alan. He's going to finish up with a little bit about his future. What do you got planned for the future, bro?
Not a book.
But a magazine.
Yes. That was great. I'm actually working on a little bit of a magazine. I'm actually helping out with my friends.
Wow.
A bunch of my friends, they want to go into modeling, so I'm making a little model magazine. Like, hey, these are models.
Nice.
No, no book.
So it's a book.
A lookbook. That's what you call it.
Sure, lookbook.
Portfolio.
You plan to market that, though, right?
No, I want it to be free. I want it to advertise, like, hey, these are girls.
You need to make a calendar, then. Calendar is the way to go. You
right.
know,
no.
Everybody loves calendars and they buy them.
Yeah, but you know, the modeling thing is really a big issue now. There aren't really too many places a photographer can go to get quality models.
Yes.
And I think there's one major website you can go to. But other than that, it's really being brave enough for some people to walk up and say, you know what, I would like to photograph you. And they look at you like, are you hitting on me?
What's
the deal, you know? Especially if you're a guy, you know? And so the idea is great, and let's get it out there, I say.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is. I say get it out there. And I say all you guys, I wish you guys all luck in, out here in the industry. You guys, I'm happy to see you guys, and I'm happy to work with you guys. And unfortunately, we got to sign off soon. So
It's okay.
We're actually way over time because I always do that. I just have this thing about going over the time. You know, I'm not going to have
how much overtime.
Oh, probably about 10 minutes.
Later. That's okay.
Yeah, about five minutes.
Whatever.
But that's
cut
okay.
Cut Monica.
Cut me out. It's okay, guys.
But before we go out, I want to make sure people can get a hold of you guys in the industry. So you guys got links or webs, emails or anything you want to give out, please go around the table and give out your stuff for us.
I guess I'll start. Courtney Coles. So my website is CourtneyColes.com. Instagram is Kearney Flakes. It's all my website. Just
Flakes. I love it.
Like Frosted Flakes. Kearney Flakes. But yeah, it's all on my website. If you want to see all that, it's just CourtneyColes.com.
This is Lynn Levitt, and you know, Facebook me, Lynn Levitt, and most of my information is on my Facebook page, so my website, and I think even my phone number. Now we know who's been calling.
Oh, okay. That was me, sorry.
But that's the easiest way, is just ask me to be your friend. I'm there.
My website is a work in progress as of now, but I have an email. You can just email me at msalazar.thebull@gmail.com. And you can access me there, or you can look on my Facebook. It's Monica Marie Salazar.
Actually, she sounds like a true EIC on that one. They never have anything but their email.
Don't find me, please.
Right. Don't call me.
I'm Alan Castro. I usually go by Tahashi Kano. It's a name I've kept since middle school.
Can you spell that for us?
Yeah, it's Tahashikano. You can look me up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, facebook.com/Tahashikano. Steam, if you play Steam, hey, that's me right there.
Oh my
Tahashikano.
Gosh, how funny.
Also, I do have a website. It's tahashikano.photoshelter.com. It's a bit of a work in progress, but I got some stuff there.
Yeah, I might as well just shout out my work in progress website.
Yeah.
It's Monica Marie Salazar.weebly.com. So,
right on.
It's a little long, but.
Yeah, I know that feeling, though. People have had it, Weebly. I didn't know that about you, Tahashi Kano. I'm going to look you up on Twitter, too, Mr. Castro over there. Well, that's it for us here in the Hot Box with Doc Real. This is Mario Lawson reminding you all out there that the Student Health Center has free condoms. Free condoms. That means go out there, get those free condoms. Don't get caught doing something you know you like to do without protection. All right.
Are they colored?
They might be colored.
I love that.
All right. Also, if you're going to go out this weekend, if you're going to go out this weekend, remember, if you're drinking, you're partying, and you're having a good time, remember, get yourself an Uber, get yourself a Lyft, get yourself a sidecar, get yourself a designated driver. Whatever you got to do, stay safe on the road, folks. We want to see you back here on campus next Monday. So we love you guys out there. We love hearing you guys out there. This is Mario Lawson getting out of here, signing off for KBCRadio.com.
We love you.
Fabulous.
Wow.